This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Rena's here like she is every Wednesday. You can check out Rena and her great work on Channel 11. Could be 4 o'clock, could be 5 o'clock, could be 6 o'clock, could be 10 o'clock. She could be knocking at your house and just providing newscasts. Was I supposed to break that news that it's a new Care 11 bit? That in the summer...
You show up at your house?
Yeah. You will show up and you will provide a newscast just for the cul-de-sac.
You live on a cul-de-sac?
No, you will only go to homes if they're on a cul-de-sac, so it can be multiple homes.
Okay, like a town crier. I just stand in the middle of the street and I start yelling news to people.
Yes, although we can say this, you know, radio ratings in particular AM are so fickle. So a couple program directors ago, they thought they knew which cities some of the people with the diaries had. So we started going and doing remotes in their city, hoping somehow they would listen more because, you know, let's say it's Lakeville. So we went to the Lakeville Denny's or something, you know, hoping that somebody who has the book would be like, hey, I just drove by. There's the CCO wagon. And they're at the Lakeville Denny's. Yeah.
They care about us.
Yes, exactly. They care about us.
Are you here in Lakeville?
Yeah. Well, are you driving right now? Where are you?
I'm in the newsroom. Would you like me to go somewhere?
Oh, you're in the newsroom. Oh, I thought it was. I thought it sounded more festive than normal. What is the temperature? I mean, not literally the temperature, but what is it like in the Care 11 newsroom at 12:40 on a Wednesday?
Fairly quiet, actually. People just doing their thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's just kind of doing their thing. Eating lunch at their desks, because that's what we do.
Which gig are you on? Yeah, which gig are you on today?
I am doing the 4 today, but I also have a special story running at 10, so I'm teasing it in the other shows. And we finally got the SNL stuff all together. So we did the musicians a couple of weeks ago. And then tonight is Al Franken and some of the other Minnesota Connections, people who have hosted and been on the show before. Minnesotans who've been parodied, Minnesota itself being made fun of on SNL. So that story runs tonight at 10. And then we filmed a streaming special with all the stories and a couple of other fun behind-the-scenes stuff and anecdotes that's going to be streaming on Care 11 Plus. So that's what I'm doing
today. Excellent. Excellent. Early next hour, I'm going to react to a USA Today list. They ranked the 50... greatest actors and actresses who have been cast members. You had to say number one for you, since we're coming up on Sunday night, will be the big SNL celebration. There'll be hundreds and hundreds of big stars there. Do you have one single favorite?
Gosh, this is hard because I have favorite skits. I have a lot of favorite cast members, and for different reasons, some who are influential, some are just the funniest of them all. Will Ferrell's got to be just right near the top. Dana Carvey, Kenan Thompson is probably my favorite just because all he has to do is appear on camera and I start laughing for some reason.
That's good.
Yeah, there's Chris Farley. Those would probably be my top four.
Good. Okay, we're going to get more to that with the audience at 105. Okay, so I want to talk music with you because we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and their nominations today. And I'm going to go through a few of these with you. What kind of music listener is Rena Sargentopoulos when you're in your car and you're not podcasting this show, which I know you do quite frequently? In fact, it's playing at your house continuously. Dave Harrigan, do you think for one second she has ever listened to this show if she wasn't on it? What is your sense, Dave?
I know she has, because there was at least one time where she texted me during the middle of the show about something we were talking about. And, of course, naturally, she was telling me I was exactly right.
Can't be this show. Did she think she was texting or calling Brandon Molesky? You know,
show. Perhaps, you know, I bet you were off the show. I'm sure it was a fill-in host.
Yes, more likely to listen then. Okay, music. What kind of music consumer is Rena Sargentopoulos?
I'm kind of all over the board. Lots of country. I do enjoy country music.
Okay.
And I don't know. Ever since my daughter, it's been a little bit different. Like, I've been listening a lot to Wicked, which is unfortunate, but lots of Wicked right now. Kids bop.
Oh, God.
So I'm the wrong person to ask right now. I'm in the wrong era of life to discuss my favorite anything, because I don't get to have a favorite anything.
Your daughter is 8, am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, so that is and Dave, you chime in too. That's a mode where 8-year-old boy or girl, maybe more girl, maybe I'm profiling here, might want to listen to the same music over and over and over again. And as a parent, that gets excruciating. Is that a fair statement?
Well, for me, yes, absolutely. The amount of dumb songs that I have played through my head during the day is absurd.
Dave, how about the girls with you and music right now?
Currently, Rena, are you familiar with the series of Zombies movies on Disney?
Indeed, I am.
There are 3 of them, Chad, and I think there's a 4th coming out. Oh, goody. but they're musicals, and the kids nonstop for the last many months, whenever they're in the kitchen and Alexa's there, play Zombies 2, play Zombies 3. That has only trumped most recently by there is a song that goes something like, this song's going to get stuck inside your head.
Oh, no.
That our oldest loves to play to annoy. And my wife the other day had to threaten her, if you do that one more time.
Oh, my God. I was there a long time ago. I'm glad I'm not there now. Okay, let's pause with Rena right here. I'm going to come back. And I'm going to go through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, and let's find out our excitement to see any of them in concert. Okay, we're not going to judge. Yeah, exactly. Okay, with Rena, the concert has to be one song quietly at her house by herself. Okay, so she's not going with you and 50,000 others, 20,000. It's, you know, Joe Cocker has to rise from the heavens and come back and, you know, play one of his tunes right there for Rena. And then she's going to say after one song, that was fine, get out of here now.
That's good.
You know, move
I'm
on, Joe.
Listen to your album on Spotify now, please, and thank you.
Exactly. All right, let's go through that with Rena. You can chime in, too, if you know the nominees – and you could only see one of them in concert. Well, I'll go through it real quick. Bad Company, Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, Joy Division / New Order, Cyndi Lauper, is it Mana? Not familiar. Oasis, ooh. Outkast, Fish, Soundgarden, The White Stripes. If you could see one of them, only one of them, and maybe they play an entire concert or one song, who's your pick? 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
I think Arena needs to hear about your music theme, Dave, including your anger towards Adam Carter.
Well, my music theme was going to be a nice, easy layup today. It was going to be the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't have to think about it. Nice and easy. Bing, bang, boom. And then Adam decided to steal the idea of having a bump theme altogether. Yeah. And, of course,
never has done it once before.
Yeah, exactly. Never. But, oh, Fish is involved, so we got to do it. So I had to pivot. And since inflation, we'll be talking that a little later, and inflation really has gotten a very bad rap over the last many weeks and months and years, I'm sick of it. It's time to stick up for the good points of inflation. So we're having things that can be inflated and provide a little fun. For instance, tires, as Brad Paisley was singing about.
Oh, my
that.
God.
Yeah, it's genius. I heard that in your voice.
It's troubling. Rena,
okay.
I mean... I know. I have to work with him and talk to him.
You get to. You have the privilege of.
No. All right, let's go through the nominees. Bad Company. I like Bad Company. Rena, where do you stand on Bad Company?
I don't know that I know a song of theirs. They're like a super
They work
group,
in their
right?
name
like,
a lot.
Like a,
yeah, there's the like song called of... Bad Company.
That's not by them, though, is it?
It is.
Oh, Bad Company. Yeah, it is. So right now, I'm guessing, Dave, Rena's a no to see them because she does not know a single song.
Correct.
I would see Bad Company, but they're not number one on my list. I'm gonna hold out on that one. The Black Crowes... Dave Harrigan, Black Crowes. I've had a chance to see the Black Crowes multiple times. Like them a lot.
Okay. If you're buying tickets, I'll come with you. But nah, they're not really my jam.
You're not excited. Rena, familiarity with the Black Crowes?
This was my era, so I at least know the songs, and I would be able to pick out a couple of them. If we're going in just this group, I guess it would have to be closer to the top.
The biggest headline, without a doubt, Mariah Carey. Okay, I know you're familiar with Mariah Carey. What's your excitement level for her?
I don't even know if I would take free tickets to a Mariah Carey concert.
Wow. Dave, how about that assault on Mariah Carey?
I'm convinced.
America's sweetheart.
I'm convinced I wouldn't take free tickets.
See?
Well, she's such a diva now. But back in the 90s when she burst upon the scene and that voice, at first, now, am I going to go to a whole show? Hell no. But admiration for the voice, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Chubby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chubby Checker. Okay. Did this slip by him? Doesn't it seem like an automatic arena that Chubby Checker would have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Why did this take so long?
I don't know.
I would have just assumed he was already in.
Yeah. Okay. Here's who I would see. Number one on the list. Joe Cocker. Harrigan? Joe Cocker.
I'd be all in. He's my easy number two on the list.
Hmm. Easy number two. Rena, you know some Joe Cocker tunes.
Okay. And you?
Okay. Okay. Maybe that's a no.
Probably.
All right. Billy Idol. I mean, okay. White Wedding. We got what do we have? Like four really big hits with Billy?
Yeah.
Dave, what would you say?
Probably.
White Wedding, Moni Moni.
Yeah.
There's a couple others, yeah.
Dancing with Myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rebel Yell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably all from the
Joy Division.
Album, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Joy Division, New Order. I had to go back and remind myself some tunes. Like them, Harrigan? I don't know enough about their tunes, though. I don't think.
I don't know enough about them.
I honestly don't remember the band at all. I don't even remember hearing this band's name.
Okay. You're familiar with Cyndi Lauper. What about Cindy? Yeah. Yes. You're in?
I think she's the same as Billy Idol to me. You had a couple of songs, but I don't know.
I think she had even less, but
that's possible.
I'm always
she's
confused
on the psoriasis
about
commercials now.
Yes, she does. That speaks to the wheelhouse now. Is it Mana, Dave? Do we know Mana?
When you have to ask that question, they shouldn't be on the list.
I think so. Or we're limited. Oasis, I'm guessing. No, I'm not going to. That's not Dave's number one. I don't think that's his number one.
It's not.
I like me some Oasis. I feel like I hear more about them hating each other than I do the music anymore.
Do they hate each other? Are they going to show up together? Is there going to be drama? Because I will watch if there's drama.
Oh, there's great drama. Outkast. Erica?
Okay, do they not only have one song, or am I just imagining that?
I'm kind of thinking the same thing
myself. They've got more than one. Certainly the one is above all the others, but they've got enough tunes. They can be on the list, sure.
Carter says Fish. They're not making it. No chance. No, I'm not going to that show. This is Dave's number one, Soundgarden.
No, goodness, no.
Really?
Soundgarden? Oh, if they were in my backyard, I'd call the cops.
So White Stripes is your number one.
Yes, White Stripes I was all in on them for a long stretch of my late high school, college years.
I like White Stripes. Rena, you familiar with the Stripes?
I know Jack White, right? That's his name. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I've heard of him and I've heard of the White Stripes. It just was not my wheelhouse when they were crazy popular.
The next host of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations, Rena Sargentopoulos, here on WCCO.
You had to know I was the wrong person to ask about this.